So there is a very important milestone towards the development of rice in Africa. You know, Africa, major countries in Africa use rice as a major crop. For us in Freetown or Sierra Leone, Royal Malvolencia, if you don't eat rice, you have no eating. That is still the implication that we need to grow more rice to be able to for Sierra Leoneans or Africa to be able to become food self-sufficient. We are highly committed to give you a legislation of CARD school to increase supply and quality sector. We have developed agricultural policies to focus on the achievement of rice self-sufficiency, diversification of production, and improving farmers' income. But like the question you posed, what is the future of rice sector development in Africa? What we have done in the country? And looking at CARD's initiative and objective, CARD's major strategy is to create improvement or achievement towards rice, doubling rice production from 14 metric tons to 28 metric tons by 2018 through the National Rice Development Strategy. Through our country flex programs, we have used the smallholders commercialization program aligned with the agenda for change and now the agenda for prosperity. These are some of the activities we have done. We have increased on rural financing because to improve on the rural financing, we improve the program in terms of enabling farmers to have access to finances to increase their production of rice. But some of the major things we think as way forward for Africa to grow in terms of rice production and productivity. We realize that for Africa to develop in rice, we need to look at all of these presentations that have been done today and look at how we can come together and work together as a family, as a team, and build a team spirit together. One way we need to look at all of this collectively as African countries is to also look at to reduce the yield gap with regards to the production, especially looking at certified seeds to make them available to farmers. Like in the case of Sierra Leone, it's only this year and last year we had the African Development Bank, the World Bank, and other development donors, development partners that have supported us to have certified seeds for pharmacies last year. Before, the farmers have been using poor yields and poor type of rice. That shows that if that rice is used, then there will be low yields and low production level. So that needs to be looked at if we want to move forward in Sierra Leone. Then also I agree with Nigeria's presentation just now to reduce the bank loans, and that is what is killing us in Africa, especially in the bank loan for every farmer is about 18 to 20% or 25%. If a farmer wants to undertake large scale production, it's difficult. It's difficult to undertake large scale production. In that case, if that's their seed loan is reduced, then they will be able to extend in terms of production and productivity. We as a country have decided this year to provide 60,000 seed rice and fertilizer to our farmers. So we need to engage to support agricultural rice and extension systems, improve on other African implementation strategies to increase the rice production level, engage on climate change mitigation for us to increase the productivity I'm talking about. We also need to support our Women and Youth Initiative program, promote the policies, increase private sector development, and see how best we move forward. And what we have done, we have supported low land rice production and promoted multiple cropping through the development and rehabilitation of IVS. We have released 12 varieties of seed rice, the varieties for both lowland and upland ecologies. We have already designated, adopted, and improved those rice technologies. But there's still need, there's a funding gap for us to increase the production in this country. I think Africa as a nation will need support and funding for us to increase and maximize production and to enable us to enhance food self-sufficiency, increase production of food productivity in Sierra Leone. Thank you.